When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2050. Small Steps, Big Strides by Kathy Robinson of athenawellness.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, today's post is actually going to come from today's author, Kathy, which we're going to end today's article with. I had to steal the quote that Kathy uses because it's so perfect for today's theme. So again, I'm straight up stealing it. Here we go. Quote, "Little things make big things happen." John Wooden. All right, and with that, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Small Steps, Big Strides by Kathy Robinson of athenawellness.com. I hit a fitness milestone at CrossFit a few weeks back. Part of the workout that day included 5 sets of 7 burpee to pull-up moves. That means hitting the floor with your hands in an all-out sprawl, chest to ground, and then using the momentum of the push-up to jump your feet back into a squat position. From that squat position, you spring up, grab an overhead bar, and perform a jumping pull-up before jumping back down and repeating the exercise for the required number of reps. Why am I sharing this? Because before I turned 58 years old, I couldn't even dream of pulling myself up once, never mind 35 times in a workout as I did that day. So what changed? Consistent small steps. In January, I set an intention to move from my beginner status at CrossFit to intermediate for my age group. I set goals for squat, bench press, deadlift, and power clean lifts, along with wanting to build the strength for unassisted pull-ups. As winter turned to spring, I achieved and surpassed most of the weightlifting goals, but the pull-up remained elusive and frustrating. I was still relying on a resistance band that I would loop over the bar and slip my foot into to assist with the movement. And while I continued to do that in the gym, I came up with an ancillary plan. Sometime in June, I placed a pull-up bar in my home in a doorway that I pass multiple times a day. It's at a height where I could just wrap my hands around the bar if I stood on my toes, but I couldn't pull myself up from that extended position. But if I jumped up and grabbed the bar with my arms at a 45-degree angle, I could pull myself up and edge my chin over the bar. On July 1st, I set a goal, 5 sets of 1 jumping pull-up and 5 full push-ups that I spread throughout the day. I tracked my progress on a monthly calendar. By the end of the month, I had done more than 750 push-ups and 150 jumping pull-ups, one at a time, over 31 days. On August 1st, the goal became 5 sets of 2 jumping pull-ups and 5 push-ups. I kept increasing the jumping pull-ups by 1 each month. As I finished up October, the volume increased from 150 in July to 600 in October. If I had set a goal to complete that many pull-ups back in June, I would have felt overwhelmed. But my mantra, whenever I passed the bar during the day, was just one. What turned it into a habit, though, was calendar tracking. When I started in July and completed a set, I marked a 1 for the pull-up and a 5 for the push-ups. I repeated that 3 more times. On the 5th set, I put a line through the 1s and a line through the 5s. That gave me a sense of completion and satisfaction each day. And the longer my streak, the more committed I became to keep it going. At the end of the month, I totaled up all the reps, which got me motivated for the next month. So my takeaway for you is to bring an elusive goal of yours to mind. Think about the end result you'd like to achieve, and then think about what's possible for you to do today. Once you have your goal and end result in mind, here are 5 questions to help focus you on creating a path of continual progress and momentum. 1. Why is this important to you? My pull-up goal not only ties into my overall desire to stay healthy as I age, but I want to build muscle as I get older without risking injury. After all, the ultimate goal is to feel good and enjoy life. 2. What modest, manageable action can you take today? The point is to build consistent action, something you can commit to for the next 30 days. Perhaps you want to play the guitar. Depending on your current level of ability, you may choose to learn a song, a chord progression, or a scale. You can apply the same approach to establishing any wellness, business, or creative habit. 3. How will you track your progress? I like my monthly calendar because I can keep it near the pull-up bar, not only to track what I need to do for the day, but as a visible reminder of the journey throughout the months. 4. What can you learn and explore? Part of the beauty of this approach is the knowledge and experience you gain by taking consistent action, and it builds trust with your inner knowing. You'll find that, over time, you'll rely less on external guidance and more on your own. And 5, how can you continue to up your game? At the end of your first 30 days, how can you modify to keep challenging yourself and moving forward? If you miss some days, what can you do to learn from the experience and set yourself up for success the next month? Small steps establish habits, give you confidence when you hit your micro goals, and provide motivation for the enduring success. Your aspirations become doable and your progress additive. You can see and feel yourself moving toward your desired destination. The day I walked into the gym and burpee pull-ups were part of the workout, I had no idea if I could do them. But months of preparation gave me the confidence to try. To my delight, not only could I do them, but I actually enjoyed the movement, a full body exercise. And I left the gym that day with a big smile on my face, revved up on endorphins and ready to continue my routine the next day. Over time, you'll prove to yourself that small steps add up to big strides and long-term gains. In the words of legendary UCLA basketball coach John Wooden, little things make big things happen. You just listened to the post titled Small Steps, Big Strides by Kathy Robinson of AthenaWellness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What was so amazing about Kathy's article is that it was like a step-by-step guide on how to meet any goals you've set for yourself. Kathy mentioned that you can use this for a fitness goal, a nutrition-related goal, a goal you've set about money and building up your retirement savings. It doesn't matter. These small wins, what seem like really small, almost micro wins, actually do add up. They don't seem like they will in the moment, but they truly do, as evidenced by Kathy's post today. The trick is to just start. Put something somewhere that's going to remind you to just do that one rep. Eat that one extra vegetable, save that one extra dollar, whatever your goal is. Then follow the rest of the steps shared in today's post, and you will get there. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.